Gas and Gators. Episode 12, The Bishop Gives a Shout. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, Derek Nimmo, and John Barron, with this week's special guest, Richard Caldicott, as Dobson. It's morning, and in the study of the palace, the bishop, his chaplain, and the archdeacon are opening their mail with unusual enthusiasm.
Ah, how much money in that one, Henry?
£2.30, Bishop.
Splendid. Who's that one from, Newt?
The Vicar of Catesby, my lord.
And how many pools coupons has he sold?
90, and they are the postal order for £4.50, my lord.
My word, that's impressive. Catesby's a small parish. Now, what have we here? Ah, the rector of Oxcombe. How has he got on? Oh, hello, a check and a letter.
What's it say, my lord?
Oh, well, I can't read them all, Newt. No, actually, this one is rather nice. Congratulations on your brilliant new fundraising scheme, my lord. Anyone can see that it was your idea. How nice of it.
But, Bishop...
What's the matter, Henry?
It was my idea.
Henry, it doesn't matter whose idea it was. I've told you before. Now, Newt, what's the total?
69043, carry 7, net, divided by 12, north 5, that...
Oh, get on with it.
49 pounds and 95 new pence, my lord.
Oh, how splendid. 50 pounds.
No, my lord. 49 pounds and 95 new pence.
Newt, it's 50 pounds less 10 pounds prize money. That's 40 pounds we've raised for the old people's home. At this rate, we should be able to complete it by next Christmas.
Oh, my lord, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could?
Oh, go and see who's at the door.
Of course, my lord. Yes.
50 pounds. What do you think of that, Henry? That's not bad for the first week.
No, Bishop, I always said it was a good idea.
It's certainly a success. You know, I'm looking forward to the football results on Saturday.
Me too, Bishop. I'm on a winning streak.
Oh, my dear Henry, you sound like a regular gambler.
My Lord, Dean.
Oh, the Dean.
Good morning, my Lord. Archdeacon.
Morning, Dean.
Morning, Dean.
What can we do for you, Dean?
I have come about this, my Lord.
Oh, it's one of our coupons. How nice of you to buy it, Dean.
I did not buy it. It was sold to my wife. I thought I should bring it to you at once.
Oh, well, I'm afraid you're a little bit early, Dean.
Oh, yes, we shan't know the results till tomorrow.
I'm not interested in the results.
You're not? Not even if your wife were to win £10?
I can assure you, my lord, I should not be interested were my wife to win 10, 20, or 30 pounds.
Why, have you come into some money?
Certainly not. My lord, I consider football pool the most pernicious and insidious evil, and I demand that you cease operations forthwith.
Cease operations forthwith?
Does that mean stop, Dean? No.
I am amazed that you ever thought fit to start. Are you not aware that gambling is the new English vice?
Really? What was the old one?
This isn't gambling, is it, Henry?
Oh, isn't it, Bishop?
Of course it's gambling, my lord. It is as much gambling as the turf at Newmarket or the baccarat tables of Monte Carlo.
Oh, really, Dean? People giving a shilling towards an old people's home with the hope that they may win a small cash prize?
He that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent, my lord. Proverbs. Chapter 20, verse 28.
Cast me not off in the time of my old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth, Dean. Psalm 71, verse 9.
Would you buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of shoes, my lord? Amos, chapter 8, verse 6.
I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not, I searched out. Job 29, verse 15.
Look not upon the wine when it is red.
What has that got to do with it, Henry?
Nothing, Bishop. It just came to me.
I see no point in continuing this discussion, my lord. I insist that every penny of this money is returned to the donors.
Oh, but really, every penny? There's 50 pounds here.
No, my lord, 49 pounds, 95.
Oh. What about the old people's home?
They need the money.
Oh, yes, Dean. They need £500 to finish the building.
It is better the building remain unfinished than be built with tainted money. Good morning, my lord.
Well, I call that a bit thick.
So do I.
You won't send the money back, will you, my lord?
I should think not, indeed.
Oh, good. Then I'll just collect up these checks and POs and take them to the bank.
No, Newt, no. Leave them.
Leave them, but my lord?
Aren't you going to fight the Dean, Bishop?
No, Henry, I'm afraid not.
Oh, dear. Aren't you feeling well, my lord? I said you shouldn't have stopped taking your pills.
Nothing to do with my pills. It's simply that I've spent 10 years fighting the Dean and I just can't go on.
But you can't let him win, Bishop.
Why not? He always does. When I think how excited I was at the prospect of coming here, the day I received the letter from the Prime Minister's appointment secretary, you know, it came as a complete surprise.
Who did it, my lord?
Yes, apparently my dear old bishop had heard St. Ogg's was becoming vacant and had made a point of going especially to Downing Street to recommend me.
Whatever made him do that?
Presumably he thought I'd make a good bishop, Newt.
No, I didn't think of that.
You know, I remember being fitted for my gaiters. The tailor was such a nice man. He was the first person to call me my lord. Then, the day I came down here, you met me at the station, Henry.
I remember, Bishop.
You arranged a little party in my honor.
That's right, a sherry party.
And it was there that I first met the Dean.
You asked the Dean to a sherry party, Archdeacon?
No, he called to complain about the noise.
And he's been complaining ever since. Do you remember when I wanted to introduce those nice new classics to the choir?
Oh, yes, my lord, and he wouldn't let you. He said there was plenty of wear left than the old ones.
He did. And the time I suggested we put seats in the close.
Yes, my lord, yes. He said it would only encourage people to sit down.
Typical of the man.
And what about the time he stopped me showing my slides at the Verger's party?
Yes, well, I can't say I altogether blame him for that, Henry. Still, be that as it may, I've had enough.
There, you're throwing in the towel, Bishop?
I'm afraid so, Henry. From now on, I shall just sit and wait for him to leave.
But he'll never leave, my lord.
He likes it here.
I know he does, but he might leave if he was offered something better.
Better? You mean a bishopric, my lord?
Oh, if only the Prime Minister would give him a bishopric.
Then why not recommend him?
Oh, what a splendid idea, Archdeacon. Why don't you, my lord?
Well, don't be ridiculous. Besides, there's no bishopric vacant.
What about Chelsea?
Chelsea? There isn't a diocese of Chelsea.
Oh, but there is, my lord. They just created it.
What? Oh, I know there's been talk about a new diocese in London.
But it's in the Church Times this week.
Really?
Oh, yes, here we are, my lord. Here, look. The usual consultations are taking place prior to the appointment of the first Bishop of Chelsea. It is understood that the Prime Minister is having some difficulty in finding a suitable man for this key position where our great administrative ability will be so necessary. There you are, to see, my lord.
Yes, but I can't go to Downing Street and recommend the Dean.
Well, I don't see why not, my lord. He's a very good administrator.
Is he?
Well, he's, he's efficient.
He's certainly that.
Yes, efficient. Yes, yes, I could say he's efficient, couldn't I?
Oh, yes, but why don't you, my lord?
Yes, let's go now. I'd enjoy a trip to London.
Oh, would you, Henry? Well, I'm afraid you can't come.
What? Oh, why not, Bishop?
Because all these checks and postal orders are going to be sent back.
But why should I do it?
Because, my dear Henry, as you keep on telling us, it was your idea. Come on, Newt, we must hurry. Well, here we are, Newt. Number 10 Downing Street.
Oh, afternoon, Constable.
Afternoon, sir.
Come on, Newt, press the bell. The bell.
Well, just think, my lord, here we are at the nerve center of the nation, the hub of British political life, the great bastion
of... Oh, never mind about all that, Newt. Press the bell.
Oh, I'm sorry. There.
Oh, well, you better press it again.
You think they're out?
Ah, look, here's somebody coming down.
Did you ring?
Oh, good afternoon, my man. Yes, we did.
It's out of order.
Well, we've come to see the Prime Minister's ecclesiastical appointment secretary.
Oh, well, you better come in, then.
Oh, thank you. After you, my lord.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah?
Where do we go?
Oh, bloody if I know. I'll tell the bloke you're here.
Do you think he's Mr. Heath's butler, my lord?
Butler Newt, wearing blue dungarees and a cap. Have you ever seen a butler dressed like that?
Well, no, my lord, no, but
I thought Mr. Heath might be trying to make the trade unionists feel more at home.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh, good afternoon. Are you the ecclesiastical appointment secretary?
No, my lord, I'm the butler.
The butler? Then who was the gentleman who opened the door?
The electrician, sir, is mending the bell. Mr. Dobson expecting you, my lord?
No, I'm afraid it wasn't possible to make an appointment. We came on an impulse.
Yes, you see, we've suddenly decided to get rid of our dean.
My chaplain means we suddenly decided to see Mr. Dobson on a very important matter.
I'm sorry, my lord. Mr. Dobson has an appointment with the Prime Minister in 10 minutes.
Oh, is it about Chelsea?
I couldn't say, sir.
They're having great difficulty, you know, in finding a suitable man.
Indeed, sir. Mr. Dobson is extremely busy. Perhaps you'll call again, my lord.
But we've come all this way.
I'm sorry, sir, but without an appointment...
You will please tell Mr. Dobson that the Bishop of St. Ogg's wishes to see him on a matter of importance.
Oh, very well, my lord. Perhaps you'll wait in the morning room through here.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
If you'd care to sit down, my lord, I'll tell Mr. Dobson you're here.
Thank you.
Do I say, isn't this a nice room?
Yes, very pleasant. Looked just the right shade of blue.
Oh, my lord, listen. Do you hear?
What?
The piano. Look, Mr. Heath's playing the piano. Listen. Do I say, my lord, hasn't he got a lovely touch?
Well, I don't know about his touch, Newt, but I can't say I'm impressed with his repertoire.
Mr. Dobson will be with you in a moment, my lord. Ask me to apologize for keeping you waiting.
Thank you, that's quite all.
Oh, yes, we are just enjoying the recital.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, sir. I'm afraid we all have to suffer when he does this.
Well, I suppose under the circumstances it is rather difficult to object.
It's completely hopeless, my lord. Not as if he's a reasonable man.
You amaze me.
It's a fact, my lord. He's a very petty man. And in my opinion, he's tone deaf.
Surely, Mr. Heath's an accomplished musician.
Mr. Heath is, sir. But I'm talking about this piano tuner. This is Mr. Dobson now.
Thank you, Williams.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning, Bishop. I don't think we've met. I haven't managed to get round all the smaller, that is, all the diocese yet.
No, of course not, of course. I quite understand. My chaplain.
Now, Judo, is that really the time? Oh, dear me. Well, Bishop, what can I do?
Well, Mr. Dobson, we've come to see you about our dean.
Oh, have you?
Yes, Dr. Pugh Critchley, Lionel Pugh Critchley, D.D.
I see. What's he done?
Done?
What, to make you come and complain?
Complain? What makes you think we want to complain?
Well, don't you? Most bishops do.
Do they? Do they rather?
Gracious, yes. I had a couple this morning.
We haven't come to complain.
You haven't?
Oh, indeed not. In fact, I should not like you to think that I don't get on with my dean, should I not?
Oh, no, the bishop wouldn't like you to think that.
Really? Well, I must congratulate you, my lord. You're the first bishop I've ever met who gets on with his dean. I can hardly believe it.
Oh, we get on famously, don't we, Newt?
Oh, yes,
my lord, yes. Two souls with but a single thought, two hearts that beat as one.
Yes, well, I don't think I'd have put it quite like that. But if I tell you I've come here today, especially to recommend him for the new bishopric of Chelsea...
We understand you're having some difficulty in finding a suitable man.
Oh, we certainly are, but why do you think Pugh Critchley would be suitable?
Well,
that's easily answered, isn't it, Newt?
Is it, my lord?
Yes, of course. You see, Mr. Dobson, he is efficient.
Is he?
Yes, isn't he, Newt?
Oh, yes, my lord. He really is, Mr. Dobson. He is efficient.
Efficient? Yes, I see. Yes. Efficient.
I see. Yes.
Tell me, what are his politics?
Politics?
Well, is he, by any chance, a socialist?
A socialist? A dean? Of course he's not a socialist. What is the
difference? Just one moment, Ruth. Mr. Dobson, why do you ask?
Because we try to keep a balance in these matters. The PM, in spite of his own convictions, believes it is a mistake to make too many appointments of the same political persuasion.
I see. Well, you know, between ourselves, I happen to know that in spite of what my chaplain obviously believes, the dean is a socialist.
But you know, I never guess he was a socialist. Why, I remember the last...
You see,
How totally unaware my chaplain is of the Dean's political sympathies. It explains, of course, why we work together in such harmony, even though I must confess my own political loyalties lie elsewhere.
It certainly does.
He sounds just the man we're looking for.
I knew it! I'm sure you won't regret it.
And it's such a pity.
A pity?
His being a socialist. You see, the PM's determined to have a conservative bishop for Chelsea.
A conservative? But I thought he liked to keep a balance.
Precisely, Bishop. The last appointment he made was a socialist.
Surely you wouldn't reject the perfect man for a trivial reason like that.
Well, I'm afraid the PM's mind is made up.
Still, there's one consolation.
What's that?
You won't be losing your dean.
Come on, Luke. What a wasted journey. Hang up my hat, will you?
Very well, my lord.
Let's go into the study.
Afternoon, Bishop.
Ah, hello, Henry. What are you doing here?
No, just finishing packing up the pools, Bishop. Have you got rid of the dean?
No, Henry, I'm afraid not.
Oh, bad luck.
Yes, isn't it, Archdeacon? And all because he's a socialist.
The dean? Is he?
Well, I know I was surprised, but apparently he's very discreet about it, isn't he,
my lord? Oh, shut up, Luke. Yes, Henry, I'm afraid a complete failure of mission.
Oh, well, at least you've had a trip to London, Bishop.
Oh, some trip, Henry. The club was closed for decorating. We had to put up for the night in a frightful hotel. And then Luke dragged me to see the most incomprehensible film. What was it called? The Flower People of San Francisco.
Well, I'm sorry, my lord, but I thought it was about horticulture.
No. Give me a sherry, Newt.
Right here, my lord.
It took you a long time to pack up these coupons, Henry.
Oh, there was a lot of them, Bishop. I chucked it at 11 last night and started again this morning.
Oh, poor old Henry. What a frightful job. Did he get you down?
Oh, no, no, Bishop. I managed to keep my spirits up.
My lord.
What is it, Newt?
Well, the decanter seems to be empty.
Yeah, but it can't be. I filled it yesterday. Now, who can have drank it? Henry.
Well, I got so dry, Bishop, all that licking.
Oh. Really, no wonder you kept your spirits up. That's nice, I must say. Come home after the time we've had and not even a glass of sherry.
Sorry, Bishop.
I should jolly well hope you are.
Shall I go and post all these coupons, my lord?
Oh, yes, you might as well, Newt. What a Saturday afternoon.
And to think we've all been waiting for the results now.
Don't remind me, Newt. Don't remind me.
Oh, hello. You've missed one, Archdeacon. This is addressed to you, my lord.
Oh, yes. That arrived this morning.
See, let's have it then.
Here you are, my lord.
Oh, another poor parish sending us their contribution to the old people's home, I suppose. Which, thanks to the dean, we shall now have to fling back in their faces.
Hello. Now, what's the matter, my lord?
It's from Mr. Dobson.
Well, why should he write?
I've no idea.
Oh, perhaps he's changed his mind. Perhaps the PM has decided to offer Chelsea to the dean after all.
No, Newt, he hasn't.
Oh, hasn't he? Oh, how disappointing.
Not altogether, Newt.
Why, Bishop?
Because he has offered it to me.
What? He has? Well, why should he do that, my lord?
He says, I was so impressed by the generous way you spoke of your dean yesterday that I mentioned it to the PM. He agrees with me that as good staff relations are bound to be of paramount importance in the creating of a new diocese, the bishopric should be offered to you, particularly as your political sympathies fit the requirements.
Hey, Moses.
What will you do, Bishop?
I shall accept Henry.
You mean you'll leave us, Bishop?
Not you, Henry. I shall need an archdeacon at Chelsea. I hope you'll come with me.
Oh, thank you. Archdeacon of Chelsea, eh?
Yes, you should find that very stimulating,
Henry. Oh, I'm sure I shall, Bishop. The King's Road, all those dolly shops.
I didn't quite mean that, Henry.
I'm a lord.
Oh, yes, Lou, what is it?
Well, won't you need a chaplain in Chelsea?
Oh, yes, of course. Don't worry, Newt. I expect I'll take you as well.
Oh, thank you, my lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
A threefold cord is not easily broken, is it, Henry?
It is not, Bishop.
Oh, no, my lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12.
But I tell you who I am leaving behind.
May I come in, my lord?
Yes, of course.
The door was open.
Afternoon, Dean.
Good afternoon, Archdeacon.
I see you took my advice, my lord.
What advice?
You've called off this pool's nonsense. I see you are sending back the money. Excellent. You've been very wise.
Oh, really? Perhaps you'll be kind enough to tell us to what we owe the pleasure of this visit on a Saturday afternoon.
Of course, of course. I have received a letter.
Whoever from?
Downing Street, Archdeacon. The Prime Minister's appointment secretary.
Oh, really? So you've heard the news, Dean?
News?
About Chelsea.
Yes. But is it known generally?
Not generally, but I naturally told the Archdeacon here of my chaplain.
Oh. I was not aware that even you knew, my lord.
Surely, Dean, you didn't imagine Downing Street would inform you of such a thing without first telling me.
I suppose not, my lord.
But what do you think about it, Dean?
Frankly, it has come as a surprise.
But a pleasant one, hey, Dean?
Oh, certainly, my lord, certainly.
Well, that's frank, anyway.
I'm sorry if I appear pleased at the prospect of leaving you, my lord.
You mean me leaving you, surely, Dean?
No, my lord, I am leaving you. It is, after all, I who am going to Chelsea.
You, Dean?
But you can't be.
No, Dean, you can't possibly. Not with your politics, no.
Politics? What do you mean?
You hear, you hear. Keep the red flag flying high.
I beg your pardon?
Well, it's just that I have to know that Mr. Heath wants the Conservative bishop for Chelsea.
Bishop? I am not going to be the bishop.
I should think not, indeed.
I am going to be the dean.
Offered you the deanery of Chelsea?
Yes, my lord. I must say I find it rather gratifying. I had not realized that my work here had been so appreciated. Well, I must go and write my letter of acceptance.
Oh, no, you mustn't do that.
Mustn't I, my lord? Why not?
Well, because...
Because the bishop is going to arm.
Going to miss you.
Yes.
I shall miss you, Dean.
Miss me? You will miss me.
Yes, you see, we get on so well together, Dean.
We get on well together.
Well, yes, of course we do. Why, we were only talking about it yesterday, weren't we, Newt?
Oh, yes, Dean, we were, as a matter of fact.
What was that poem you quoted, Newt? To what's it that something or other?
Oh, yes, there are two souls with but a single thought, two hearts that beat as one.
Yes, that's it. Mm. That's what we were saying, Dean, about you and me.
Really, my lord? Two hearts that beat as one. You consider those lines a description of our relationship?
Oh, undoubtedly, Dean.
Well, I confess I hadn't realized. So, I fear I must accept this offer, my lord. My wife has set her heart on it. She fancies a town life.
Mrs. Pugh Critchley, oh, what a mistake.
A mistake?
Dear lady, she's every inch a country girl, isn't she, Henry?
Yes, Bishop, every inch.
Oh, please reconsider, Dean, please.
I'm sorry, my lord. I appreciate you do not wish to lose me. However, my mind is made up. I'm going to write my letter of acceptance. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
All the bad luck. What on earth does Dobson think he's doing? Fancy landing me with him as dean again.
Well, never mind, my lord. He has to be different when he gets to Chelsea.
Different? A leopard doesn't change its spots, Newt. Especially a miserable old leopard like that. Oh, really? Is there no escape?
Yes, Bishop.
What, Henry?
Don't accept.
What do you mean, don't accept?
Oh, of course, my lord. If you don't accept, the dean will be in Chelsea, and we shall be all here at St. Ogg's.
Oh, of course! Henry, how splendid! Look, I've done it. We've actually done it. We've got rid of the dean.
Bravo, Bishop.
Oh, congratulations, my lord.
Take Luke, my pen.
Ah, here you are, my lord.
And Henry, paper.
Here you are, Bishop.
Thank you. Nothing. My dear Dobson, it is with regret.
How about deep regret,
oh,
my lord?
My dear Dobson, it is with deep regret.
No, Bishop, no.
No, Henry.
No, deepest regret.
Oh, deepest. Of course. My dear Dobson, it is with deepest regret that I... There, Luke, there. Downing Street, SW1. Go and post it, will you?
With pleasure, my lord. And I'll post these pool envelopes at the same time.
But there's no need to now, Newt.
Not now. The dean is going.
No. In fact, we may as well start opening them up again.
Oh, yes, Bishop, let's. Will you get us the evening paper, Newt? Then we can see the results.
I wonder who'll win.
Me, Bishop. I shall win.
Well, you think so?
Certain. I'm on a winning streak.
Right, who will I be off then, my lord?
Right.
Oh, Dean.
Newt. I was about to ring the bell. Is the bishop in?
Ah, yes, Dean. He's in the study. I'm just popping out to the pillar box.
Yes, well, then, Newt, perhaps you will post this for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Downing Street. Oh, yes. Yes, of course, Dean. With pleasure.
Ah, my lord, Archdeacon.
Ah, hello, Dean. Back again?
Written your letter, Dean?
Indeed I have, Archdeacon. What are you doing, my lord?
Just undoing the coupons, Dean, for our happy circle.
Oh, I thought you had agreed not to persist in that folly.
We changed our minds.
Well, you can hardly object, Dean. Are you leaving?
I am not leaving, my lord.
Not leaving?
But you've written your letter.
Yes, refusing.
Refusing?
I have refused the deanery of Chelsea.
But why?
It was something you said, my lord.
Something I said?
Or rather, something your chaplain said.
That's more like it.
How did it go? Two souls with but a single thought.
That? Oh, you don't want to pay any attention to that, Dean. It's only poetry.
Nevertheless, it made me think, my lord. Frankly, I hadn't realized you looked on our relationship in quite that way.
Oh, don't give it another thought, Dean.
No. Don't let it stand in your way.
I can't help it. It has, Archdeacon. I went home and told Grace.
What did she say?
She was surprised.
Oh, I bet she was.
At first she wouldn't agree, but we talked it over, and I quoted to her from Ecclesiasticus, chapter 9, verse 10, "Forsake not an old friend, for the new is not comparable to him."
Oh, I disagree entirely. That's nonsense, isn't it, Henry?
Definitely, Bishop.
Oh, Dean, I beg you not to do anything rash. At least sleep.
It is too late, my lord. The die is cast. Your chaplain is at this moment posting the letter.
What?
Oh, hello, Dean. Are you still here?
Did you post my letter, Newt?
Oh, rather, Dean.
What about my Newt? You didn't post it, did you?
Oh, of course, my lord. Yes, don't worry. But here's the evening paper, Archdeacon. You can check the football results.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I just wanted you to know of my decision, my lord. I must go back to Grace. All this excitement has brought on one of her heads. And by the way, I trust that now I am staying, we shall hear no more of this silly football pool nonsense.
Now, look, Dean, if I want to run a football pool, I'm not going to let anyone stop me.
If I can make a sacrifice for friendship, my lord, I'm sure you can.
Very well, if you put it like that, Dean, you win. I'll send them back.
Thank you, my lord. Two hearts that beat as one, remember? Well, good night, my lord. See you in the morning. What did he mean by that, my lord?
Simply that he's staying, Newt.
Staying? Oh, Moses, whatever for?
Chiefly, it seems, Newt, on account of one of your idiotic poems.
Oh, dear, I am sorry, my lord.
So you jolly well ought to be. Thanks to you, not only have we lost the chance of going to Chelsea, but we're stuck back here with the Dean. And we've got to pack up and send back all these coupons, and the old people are going to have to go without their home.
No, they're not, Bishop.
What do you mean, Henry?
I've won the pools. The happy circle.
Henry, dear old friend, I'm afraid today has been a little bit too much for you. You obviously haven't grasped the full horror of it. There isn't any happy circle.
No, the Dean stopped it, Archdeacon.
Not this happy circle, Bishop. The one in Liverpool.
What do you mean you did the real pools, Henry?
Yes, Bishop.
And you won, Archdeacon?
Of course, 8 draws. I told you I was on a winning streak.
In that episode of All Gas and Gators, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Bishop's Chaplain, Derek Nimmo, the Dean, John Barron, Dobson, Richard Caldicott, the Butler, David Jason, the Workman, Richard Griffiths. The Bishop Gives a Shove was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Apps. The program was produced by David Hatch.